Friend, must
Don
be.
Luke.
Assembly, Joel. Just have a question, couple of questions for you regarding Cole Caufield. From what you have observed in his game, his progress this year at Wisconsin, what do you see in his skill set, his makeup that will help him succeed at the AHL level? And what are some of the challenges that you feel will be the biggest adjustments for him?
Well, adjustment is different for everybody. Like I said yesterday, pro hockey is all about finding solution to problems. Because pro hockey, you play bigger, stronger, better, more experience. So it's all about solution finding to be performing on the ice. So, how player adjust, it's different to everybody. But in the Cole Caufield situation, you asked me about his ability. Well, unless you don't have a lead prospect, you have to know he's a goal scorer, and it's a great tool he has. That being said, obviously Rob Ramage works very closely to our young player and guide them and everything, and he's been doing a good job. And Cole is just been progressing in his game on the ice, a lot more maturity. Like being an older guy with NCAA player that are a good player and a lot of time older than him, he found a way to kept his scoring, to kept his ability to make plays, but also defend well. So it's just a really nice progression over the last 12 months for a young player in a COVID situation. Don't get me wrong. Like, it's not easy for the young guy. They sometimes didn't get the rep or the amount of game they could have got to progress, but he's got some quality ice time with a quality coach in NCAA. That was a really good NHL player, and he had a great season. So he's very, I know I spoke with him, and he's very excited about coming into the pro. So we know we have ability. I'm just gonna say, like I always say, let's let him send, feel it out, and we'll see how he does.
The possibility of him playing a game with the Canadiens to burn off the first year of his entry-level contract seems to be something that's within the minds of the organization and the player. For him to do that, will that be completely dependent on how he does at the AHL level? Like to
Well,
get that
Dominic,
opportunity?
it could be a really good question. I'm not saying that you're talking to the wrong guy. For me, I'm not involved into that. My job is to coach him, to prepare them short term, long term. All the kids are coming with us. They have different attributes. They are different in their game. They have different level of maturity and habits. So my job is just to coach them. And he hasn't skated once with the pros yet. So I'm just. My job is not even to overanalyze too. And John, that's very important. As much I've seen him in college hockey, I like the player from day one. I thought it was a great pick because where we picked, draft a guy that scored that many goals. Like, this is a tough tool for me to teach to score a goal. Like, you can help a guy from going from 8 goals to like 13 goals, but it's hard to teach a guy to score that many goals. That being said, I like them to turn into pro and feel the game and just realize what it is all about. So my job is more to guide him into this, to even he hasn't skated once with us. So to project when or what, or that's I like to stay leveled, and I like to stay in the moment. We're excited he's coming. We're looking forward to having him on the ice, and obviously we're gonna play him. That's a he's a gamer. He wants to play. He's a hardworking kid. He wants to be a hockey player, number one skill. So for the rest, I leave it to Mark and the staff.
One more, if I may, Joel. Once he completes his 7-day quarantine, how many practices do you think he will need with you before he would potentially get into game action?
Well, he's played a lot, played a lot of hockey. So his situation could be a little different than others sometimes when we feel, well, they need 4 or 5 days because they haven't played. Like some 7 days, the staff have done a good job to send them, workout gear at the hotel where he'll be able to train a little bit. We'll do some Zoom call with him as a coaching staff just to include him, and we'll include him into the team meeting just to so he's part of it and figuring it out. We'll see how he is. Obviously there's a little rust coming out, but he's not like a guy that, would go for, like, if it was 2 weeks quarantine or something, like, now you have to be, but sometime it's 7 days reset, and just we'll see how it goes. But it's not, he's played so much that it's not like a guy that's just coming out of, you know, 4 or 5 months or even 2 or 3 weeks.
Okay.
Like 7 days, it's kind of the limit where you turn him loose, you let him feel it out. He's not light years away like he would be for 14 or 3 or a month.
Merci, Joel.
Thanks.
And the last question, Amy Johnson.
Thank you. Hello, Joel.
Hi, Amy.
I know you mentioned this in French, but if you could just give us an update on Jan Mišek and Jalonen from yesterday's game.
Sorry, I missed the start of the question.
I just said that I know you spoke about this in French. If just looking for an update, an injury update on Jalonen and Mišek.
Well, you know, it's they were really hard hit on young players, so obviously, you know, we're being careful and cautious. We're not divulging, you know, the nature of, and you guys have to respect that. But they're doing good today. They were doing good last night. You know, so you have to kind of leave sometime at 24, 48 hours to see how things goes. But they're two young players that went really good. And like I said last night, like you have the win. It's a really big comeback, a character win. We didn't have our A game at the beginning, but I watched a game again and we really progressed. It was pretty impressive for the amount of game we've played on the road with a 10-10-10 lineup. So it's just a matter of letting them feel better and taking our time. But it was a bit of a, you know, obviously after the game, we're all happy about it. But, you know, we get attached to those guys. Like I was talking with Steph LaRue, they've been great and they've been buying into what we're doing. And they've just been, you know, the communication with them and the partnership with the players has been really good. We need team effort every night. So to lose a couple of kids that have been jumping in and giving us really good minutes and even contributing, it's kind of, you know, it's a bit of a bitter win in that sense, but they'll be okay. So we'll take the time.
At the start of this road trip, you estimated that it was going to be a tough road trip. It's a long time out on the road playing in one case, a team that you'd never played before. And both series have turned out to be pretty gritty, pretty physical, but your team keeps coming out on top most nights. What are you most impressed with your team through this road trip?
Well, the funny thing is people seem to think because we win, it's easy. I thought, well, you were saying it was going to be tough. And you guys are winning. Like, still tough.
It's
tougher than I thought, to be honest. Like, this is a perception where people don't realize, oh, you're winning. It's easy. Winning is tough. If it was easy, everybody would do it. Everybody likes to win. So it's been really tough. The guys have been unbelievable, responsible, taking care of themselves. That schedule is really drooling. Mm-hmm. And I'm very proud of the guy, how we cling in the games. To be honest, we're playing really good opponent. Really good team, and you know, we've been depleted with injury as that trip is going on, and the guy filling in and some of the guys taking more ice time and responsibility, but the focus, and when I've asked them to step up or, you know, have the start that we needed or step up on special team or step up in every position, the guy I've been doing it, which is it's a really good partnership. So if you ask me what I'm most impressed is, it's not the win. The wins are the result. It's been hard. It's been a hard trip. And the guys are still in it and we're still fighting. So it's really the buy-in and especially the, you know, the question was asked, you know, how it is the group. When I say left, they go left. When I say right, they go right.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not I say, it's we say and they say. They're part of the discussion. They're part of, you know, when we do video, we stop. What do you think? What do you see? The answer come out clean. They know. They're going to be perfect. I wasn't perfect on the ice, but at least I feel when there's critical time in the game, I'm really trying to teach them the playoff mindset on this is a trigger point. This is a trigger point in the game. This is and coach them through those trigger points. And they've reacted really well and giving us our chance through adversity and everything to give our best chance to win. Games aren't going to be perfect. But I feel, like I said in French, we have two veteran in the lineup yesterday, like two official veteran, and we allowed six. This is a young lineup. Really, like, I think people don't realize how young we are because you see the number of players, you see the veteran. We sat out veteran. Our lineup were young with first and second year guy, like 12 to 13 guys almost every night. So that's young for the HL. So that's what I'm most impressed about, the buy-in, the listening, the partnership with the player.
Excellent. Thanks very much, Joel.
Thank you.
Merci beaucoup, Joel. Et merci à tous les médias. Bonne fin de journée à tous.
Thank you.